Sunday Evangelium with Father Andrew Pinsent on the 27th Sunday of the year.
The clearest interpretation of the parable of the vineyard in today's Gospel is provided in today's first reading and responsorial psalm. The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel. In other words, the narrative of a landowner preparing a vineyard and leasing it to tenants can be interpreted as God forming the people of Israel and blessing them with extraordinary gifts. The vine representing the prefigurements of Christ himself. The tenants, however, wanted to keep the gifts, but refused the giver, mistreating his servants, and finally killing his son when he came to them in person. The conclusion of the parable, a prediction that the vineyard will be given to other tenants, is a prophecy that the gospel, planted first in the people of Israel, is to be transferred to the Gentiles. This interpretation of the parable is consistent with salvation history, and also with parables such as the mulberry tree, a symbol of Christ that is uprooted from its native soil of Israel and planted in the sea, representing the chaos of paganism, where it miraculously bears fruit. Nevertheless, a caution should be added for those of us who are beneficiaries of the transfer of the vineyard to new tenants. Christ, his mother, his apostles, his relatives, and all his first disciples were Jewish, and Jesus is himself a Jewish king. God did not withdraw his love for the people of Israel, and many did and still do accept Christ, bearing fruit that continues to change the world. A second interpretation of the parable of the vineyard is that it can refer to any nation that receives and is formed by the gospel. England, for example, was largely formed and unified by the Catholic faith, with the Venerable Bede, Doctor of the Church, being regarded as the father of English history, and the first known poem in the English language being the Hymn of Caedmon. Much of our art, music, and early literature were inspired by Catholicism, as were many of the principles of our legal system, such as habeas corpus, the obligation to prove an offence beyond reasonable doubt, and the principle of corporate personality that guaranteed the continuity of early universities, such as Oxford and Cambridge. These and many other features of our civilization can be regarded as direct or indirect fruits of the faith. For such nations, however, the parable in today's gospel carries a warning. God is patient with us, but we cannot continue to enjoy the fruits of the vineyard indefinitely while denying the one who has made these fruits possible. 500 years ago in England, practically everyone went to church, without compulsion, every day, in comparison to which we are in a sad spiritual state today. Yet if a nation forgets or rejects Christ, then ultimately the fruits of the gospel will wither, and those benefits be transferred elsewhere. Finally, the parable can also be interpreted as the story of a soul. Saint Ephrem exhorts us to cultivate our souls as the Lord's vineyard, and we have received extraordinary gifts to enable us to be fruitful. We have freedom to act in many diverse ways, and we have many supernatural gifts that have been bequeathed to us by the sacrifices of others, such as the availability of Scripture, the sacraments, and church institutions and places of worship. We have, in fact, all that we need in order to become saints. But the one thing that we do not have is infinite time. God is very patient with us, desiring all to be saved. But our opportunity to be fruitful is finite. One day, the span of our lives will draw to a close, we shall pass from time into eternity. And we shall have to render an account to the landowner for what we have done with his gifts. So may we use this time well and bring a rich and abundant harvest into the kingdom of heaven.
I freed your shoulder from the burden. I freed your shoulder from the burden. Your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you. And I saved you.